It's now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Business reporter Stuart Yurton's on the line. So you have an interesting take on the Kaka'ako condo situation.
Yes. Well, we went down and started talking to people down there who are involved in designing, doing a lot of the interior design work. You know, we have thousands of new condo units, and we were curious, well, are people benefiting from these local workers and artisans and artists? And we found out that, well, they are.
So, yeah, I imagine that if folks want, like, kind of a unit with an island touch, right, island flavor, they'll be looking for things that are made here.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing. And again, it's very hard to quantify, but anecdotally, we talk to people, we talk to, again, to interior designers and some of the artisans themselves who are providing things, and we found out that, yeah, there is a substantial amount of work that's going into these, into the condos. Again, it's up to the decorators, really, to be able to do it. And make that connection between the condo owners and these artisans who are really working on their own all over town, doing things like furniture making, designing things like tables, dining room tables, and other things, and art for the walls and that sort of thing.
Well, we have heard lots about how a lot of the local people can't afford those condos, so you are getting either mainland buyers or foreign buyers that are buying these luxury condos.
Yeah, that's, you know, obviously that's part of the story. I mean, we all know that. We all know about the sort of negative externalities of all this development, the increased traffic, the, you know, gentrification, things like that, and we all know about it and we see it. But there are also some positive things when it comes to the economy, and it is helping people. Again, what's really hard is to quantify this exactly. We do know that the creative industries are a really big part of our economy, or a sizable part of it. And this was a way to at least anecdotally get into it and start talking to people. So, and there's some really good people. I'm sorry.
No, so do these artists then have to have an in with these designers?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the designers are really the key people. And a lot of them really make an active effort to reach out to the artists. There are other artist groups, like we talked to a group called Emerge Collective, and they are bringing the artists together. So there's a group of artists. They know each other. They can make referrals. They're connected with some of the designers, like Mara Fujihara at Fishcake. She's one of the people who's been a really great contact for people.
Right. So I imagine, though, that it's really artisans of all kinds. If you're a woodworker or a metal worker.
Yes, that's right. There are many different people. It's again, we have metal workers there. We have artists, artisans, and again, people like Mara Fujihira are really being great connectors to everybody. And again, some of the young people, too, are serving as these sort of conduits where people can gather together and make those connections. The real question is, how do we make more? And that's something that it's not exactly clear, and how to sort of maximize the benefits of all this development.
Well, I know we've got lots of focus on the arts there with the powwow festival, you know, a lot of kind of good synergy happening down in that area.
Right. I mean, Howard Hughes is really making a point of it. And again, that we talked to them, and Tata Poe, who's the sort of community relations person, said, you know, look, if we just build a bunch of buildings, it's really just a bunch of buildings and mixed-use development. We really need much more than that. So they're making an active effort to create things that people can go see down there. This is a little different. This is really more the people who are actually making things that go into the condos.
Yeah, it's making those connections. All right. Well, thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was business reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.